Good has a priority for us because good comes from Him, comes from path. That's Gnana. Yes?
To God belongs his foot to kill it. Who indeed but God should draw its bow? Only the straight arrow is put on the bow. This bow has arrows bent back and crooked.
Means your bow. Bow is the source of energy to move the arrow, right? So your arrow of movement comes from above. Okay, that bow, if you want to shoot with that, the bow belongs to him. You are the arrow. There are different arrows. Be the straightforward one, because that would be used. The non-straight arrow has little chance to be thrown to a aim or goal. Yes?
Be straight like an arrow and escape from the bow. For without doubt, every straight will fly from the bow. When I turned back from the outer warfare, I set my face towards the inner warfare. We have returned from the lesser jihad. We are engaged along with the Prophet in the greater jihad. I pray God to grant me strength and aid and boasting, that I may root up with a needle this mountain of Kaf. Deem of small account the lion who breaks the ranks. The lion is he that breaks himself.
See, this is it. You have the power, demolishing the others is cheap. If you're really powerful, you should fight yourself. Last verse is, suddenly, there is no rabbi, there is nothing, there is this we of Rumi, that we are coming back from the fight of the outside world. We are retrieving from all the effort to win and be successful. We want to succeed inside to get rid of this silly lion in me. And that means whatever we explain, that this should be done, this should be done, all that, this means you have to deal with yourself and to improve yourself, because there are qualities made for you and ready to be served to you. The only one stopping this serving is you yourself. That's why you have to fight yourself, because you are very powerful. You're so powerful that no one could really tame you except you. You from inside, you should start something. That something we'll see next time, inshallah. But up to this moment, let's put a cap on the story, yes?
These attributes that are waiting to be served to you, does this have anything to do with that name that comes at the end?
Like what?
Well, in the last week, we were talking about I forget at what point, but we're talking about the name, which is our name, which we get it comes at
the real end. Name.
That's what you're
saying. Yeah. Because if you clean up yourself, then you have the real name. When you are a mixture, you have a lot of names. So, the story went like this. First story, you and the handmaiden and the goldsmith. Second story, comparison, the parrot and supermarket man, market man. Then,
Jewish king,
the personal effort, egocentrism, and all that. Then, here, the effort. And this one, which will conclude all of those, because that's it. These are the barriers. Then he will tell you, now you should listen
differently, I will talk differently. That's the next story. We'll come to that, inshallah. But now, upon this story, in this story we learn that, listen, the most important thing in you is the guy who is listening. If you listen carefully, you will see that we are teaching you some tricks to be more clever, but it's more than that. You will learn to turn the thing around, know yourself better, grab the moment of enlightenment in yourself, and be ready for another kind of thinking which is beyond cause and effect. Because we are in a way connected to the source in this universe. We are the inheritance of a what? Creativity, imagination, and all these limitless spaces are offered to us.